Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
Is in the military and he is under quarantine at the moment. because he had just come back from Romania. Just lift up his troop in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time, so I will bring Brother Roger Jones onto the line. Immediately following words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We appreciate you for tuning in, and let us always be mindful of our prayers one for another, that God will bless us with the things that we stand in need of. We're in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. We'll take a cursory glance at this passage this morning, and then we'll go into God to prayer for the Scott, Baker, Morris, and Milton family. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48, the text read as follows. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. No subject is more important than the subject of human relationships. God is creating a family of believers who are to live together eternally. Therefore, he wants that family to live together as a family, loving each other and loving their neighbors as they should. God's family must never allow hate to enter their hearts. God's family is to treat no person as an enemy. Every person is to be loved as a true neighbor. Let's look at the law. The law said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, Leviticus 19, verse 18. But Israel made two fatal mistakes in interpreting this law. Number one, they said neighbor meant only the people of their own community, religion, and nation. They did not include anyone else. In fact, they shut out and cut off everyone else. Number two, they inferred they were to hate their enemies. God said, love thy neighbor. Therefore, they reasoned and added, hate thy enemy. Human reason actually leads a person to think that he should oppose and hate his enemy. But such is just deduced or inferred from a sinful human reasoning. It is the natural reason of man at work. It is not God. It is not what God knows to be the best for the world. Love, joy, and peace, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Man had fallen into the same mistake as Israel. They interpret neighbor to be only their friends and those who live close by. They never think of enemies, nor of the world as a whole. The real meaning of the law is to love. And to love involves four practical acts. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7 gives a detailed description of love, some of the qualities and characteristics of love. Love your enemies. Believers are to love all men, even their enemies. They are to respect and honor all men. Listen to Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 17. Honor all men. love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Every human being has something that is commendable, even if it is nothing but the fact that he is a fellow human being with a soul to be reached for God. Note two facts concerning this matter. Love our enemies is against human nature. The behavior of human nature is to react, strike back, hate, and wish hurt. At best, human nature treats an enemy with a cold shoulder and keeps its distance. The root of human reaction against enemies is self and bitterness. Self-preservation is not evil of itself. But this section on love points out that love is not complacent acceptance of wickedness and license to do evil. There's one thing a believer can have for his enemy, and that's mercy and compassion. If he does not have compassion for those who hate him, he has gained nothing of the Spirit of Christ. Listen to Luke 6:36. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Believers are often criticized for coming so far short of this command. Note two facts. First of all are not to be loved equally. Secondly, love is not licensed. It is not complacent in dealing with the wickedness of our fellow man. Bless those who curse you. To bless means that a person has to speak. Christ is saying to speak softly to the cursor. Listen to the wise man Solomon in Proverbs 15 and verse number 1. Solomon said, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stirs up anger. Use kind, friendly words. When face to face, be courteous. When behind his back, commend his strength. Do not render rail for rail. That is, do not condemn or attack him in bitter or abusive language. Chapter 3 and verse number 9, Peter penned these words, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. We'll pause there right now for today, and we'll go to God in prayer of those requests that has been made. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we come giving our hearts, realizing it's because of your mercy and your grace that we're able to even petition you at this time. We come on behalf of Sister Baker's grandson, Gregory Scott, who's in the military, who's been quarantined because he just returned from Romania. We ask that you be with his troops and all troops that are in military branches, whatever branch they're in. Keep them safe, that they may be able to return home safely to their families. Father, we ask that you be with the Scott, the Milton, the Baker, and the Morris family. We ask that you continue to be with Sister Janice, Sister Pam, Sister Carol Walker. We trust and pray that her surgery went well, that she's recovering from oral surgery. We ask that you will continue to bless the Grace View Church, this broadcast, Sister Danielle, the host. Let it be an outreach to reach those that listen from time to time that may be going through diverse circumstances, and we ask that you will grant them what they need, that they may be able to hold on and fight to the end. But Father, we pray especially for our nation and the world during this pandemic. We ask that you will bless the efforts that is being put forth for the vaccine that has been assembled together and being used. We trust and pray that it will not have severe side effects, that it would do what it's designed to do in a positive way. And we ask that you be with those that are suffering at this time because of the Corona-19 virus. We ask that you will bless them to be able to recover. We ask that you continue to be with us throughout the remaining of this day, and that will be enough. We ask it all humbly in the Son of Jesus Christ, your Son, name we pray. Amen.